Adiranta, it is just about halfway, day 25. When you're halfway across the English Channel, is there any way of comparing the English Channel to this? Be brave if you can. What do you got?
Well, it's just that I remember the first time I got to 6 hours, and they told me I was, what, six or seven, whatever it was, I was halfway. And my mind went, halfway? If it's going to be twice as bad as this, no way I'm going to make it.
So it wasn't no. Like, oh, it's, I'm going home. No, it's, I got to do this again.
Yeah, that was, but the pilot was really good because he said, look up, look how far you've come, da 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 da. And then it changed my mind, you know, like, it was like a blessing.
Just like that.
Then, and all of a sudden, then it was just, okay, get back to it. Don't think about it. Just do it.
So let's talk about the race. I mean,
sure.
This is year 20. You had mentioned to me before, like, you like me, that in the early years of the race, it was kind of intimidating being around here. And even the first part of the race this year, you were a little...
It's scary. I mean, it's just a part of me that can identify enough to watch the pain, or watch what I imagine is the pain, or the feeling of self-transcendence, you know, in the physical. And then after a while, I get into it, and then I see that they've reached a certain pattern, and I see that compared to the early years, they're better able to adjust. At least that's the way it seems to me. They have more of a, they know what they're getting into from watching others are doing it themselves, but it's still, you know, your mind can't grasp it, really. My mind can't grasp it.
I mean, our minds grasp Everest. They can grasp the English Channel. But this is something so far dimension. I mean, someone who has done the English Channel, which is fewer people have done the English Channel than have climbed Everest. Is that correct?
I haven't looked at those figures.
Well,
it could be correct.
But so you know about very intense sports. So this is just an order of magnitude beyond and beyond.
Well, they keep doing it day after day. That's the thing. And to come back, and if you've ever done running, for any runners that have pushed themselves to their personal limit, then to think that this is going to be doing 2+ marathons a day, it is mind-boggling.
Well, let's get into Sri Chinmoy, and the fact that he created this is one thing, and the fact that it's still going on is another thing. Do you have any comments about that idea?
It's just totally amazing to me that somehow people come here and it's not the same characters each year. There's a few of them show up again and again, and then a few years off and come back, but then there's a bunch of new people that come. And it's just that they're testing their limits, and you don't know what your limit is sometimes until you go over it. And then they recover and go over it again, you know. So the fact that it is, year after year, people want to do this. I mean, people want to transcend themselves, and it's like a laboratory for them of their own possibilities, and also what are the limits? How do you adjust to those limits? So it shows that people need this, and it's better to do this than go to war. You know, I mean, I think that's the thing that makes people go to war. They're trying to test themselves and to get young people to come in and help them. You know,
when it's compared to a pilgrimage.
Yeah. Okay.
How about that particular angle? I mean, they're going towards something that is finite on the board, but it is also something that's infinite, perhaps.
It's like, I think, I forget what it's called, but it's like Chaucer's, it's Eternal Companion, or I'm mixing up different books, but there's books from the Middle Ages where people were going on a pilgrimage. And they go through all these experiences, and here they are going through all these different experiences within less than a mile. You know, they're not physically going a great distance from the starting point, except that they are. And when you listen to their stories on your blog and other places, you know, it's obvious that they're going through a lot of things, and even if they have to go through it again, I don't know how to express it. I guess I don't have words for it, but it's just to see the self-transcendence, as Sri Chinmoy called it, in action, where people come around. And I love the fact that you brought a pilgrimage. I hadn't thought of that before, because that's the inner journey, I think, is the most important thing that goes on here, and to have a place that's presented to people that want to challenge themselves, that want to see what they're about. I mean, you have a philosophy of meditation and you have a philosophy of self-transcendence, but then to put it out here in a laboratory, it's basically a laboratory. That's what a pilgrimage was originally. It was a laboratory to people to see within this outer journey how they grew inwardly. And so here it is in a modern time, a laboratory. You want to test yourself? You feel this way? Here it is. You know, come and do.